Mishnayis Mesechta Beitza Pedik Aleph is learned Lila Nishmas. Sarah Elke Basrav Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away Achrin Shil Pesach Hayalofim Tavshin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmasa to benefit her soul. Tehei Nishmasa Tru Betzer Chaim, and it's learned Betech Shnas HaAvelus. Pedik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Beitza Shneil Dabi Yomtev. An egg that was laid on Yom Tov that follows Shabbos, that is on Sunday, b'shamay emrim b'shamay say te'ochel, that she may be eaten, and u'beisilul emrim and beisilul say loy te'ochel, that she shall not be eaten. Since the egg was laid, since the egg was born on Yom Tov, it was laid on Yom Tov, on Sunday, so that means that yesterday, the day before on Shabbos, became prepared. So, in the chicken, so then it means that Shabbos prepared for Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to prepare for Shabbos for Yom Tov, and not from Yom Tov on Shabbos. So the Chachamim prohibited all eggs that are laid on Yom Tov, even if it's not after Shabbos, and those that are born, even if it's not after Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai say, Se'oir b'kezayis. Se'oir is a dough that has become very sour, so that you can't eat it because of its sourness. And what you do is you take pieces of it to put into other dough, to get them sour too. And chametz is ordinary dough, which is sour just to eating. So b'shamay say that if in a home of a Jew on Pesach is a piece of seir, of this sour dough, which is the size of an olive, or chametz b'kikiseves, or chametz lying, which is the size of a date, then he is transgressing on the prohibition of lo yirah lo chacham lo yirah chasoir, shall not be seen to your chametz and not seen by your sourdough. Vesil lemrim and vesil say ze vze bikizayis, that chametz and seir, both if it's the size of a kizayis, of an olive, you are transgressing the prohibition. Zog de Bartanura, Beyesh Neil de Beyomtev. Says the Bartanura that we're talking Beyomtev, Shal Achar Shabbos Askinon. We're dealing about a Yomtev that follows a Shabbos, and then the egg was laid on Yomtev that came after Shabbos. Betamayu, the Beis Hillel, and the reason for Beis Hillel. The Amri, Leisoichal, they say they shouldn't eat this egg. Is mishum is because the whole bait so the misyal do idno, any egg that is laid today met mol gamrolo, that has been finished, totally completed, the egg has been completed in the chicken, in the stomach of the chicken yesterday, the day before. Venimtzas, it turns out that Shabbos mechina liyom tov, that it is the Shabbos that when the egg was completed is preparing for the Yom Tov, because when it's laid. For it's laid on Yom Tov, it was prepared, it was completed yesterday. But the Torah says in Shemois Tezayin, V'hoyo b'yoyim hashishi, and it'll be on the sixth day, v'heichinu, and they will prepare. Ustam shishi choylu, and ordinary shishi without specifying, and it's mentioned just that it's shishi, that's choylu, that's a weekday. So that means the Torah is saying that an ordinary shishi, a choyl day, a weekday, v'choyl mechin l'shabbos, so therefore a weekday can prepare for Shabbos. And v'choyl, and also mechin l'yontov, can prepare for yontov. But the yontov, nami ikri Shabbos, because yontov is also referred to as Shabbos. So it's v'yichinu for the choyl, for the Shabbos, as well as for the yontov. But when yontov mechin l'shabbos, but Yontov cannot prepare for Shabbos. V'lei Shabbos mechina li Yontov, and Shabbos cannot prepare for Yontov. Ba'achoned ki hach de beitzo, but such a preparation like this of the egg, afal gav di bidei shamayim, even though this is by the hands of the heaven, which means Hashem, it's not the person preparing anything on Shabbos, but it's being prepared by the Hashem in the by the chicken. He mikre achona. Nevertheless, that is still called preparation. Umiyu, however, Shabbos v'yomtiv the chashivi Shabbos and yomtiv that are important. By Yisudos and Hazmona b'choil, they need that the meal that you're going to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov need to be prepared during the weekday. But the ein echod mechin lechaveidei, and one cannot prepare neither the Shabbos for the Yom Tov nor the Yom Tov for the Shabbos cannot prepare for the other. Afilu b'chona d'bidei shemayim, even in a preparation that comes by the hands of the heaven. Aval sudas choil, but a weekday meal loy chashivi is not considered important. Veloy boi hazmona doesn't require preparation at all. Hilkoch be'echod ba'al Shabbos ba'almo. So therefore, on a regular Sunday, sheinu yomtiv, that is not yomtiv, leislon lemeser beitzo shenil debayu. There isn't to us to prohibit an egg that is born on Sunday. Lefi shenigvura b'Shabbos. Because it has been completed, and on Shabbos, so it turns out that Shabbos is making, is preparing for the weekday, for the Sunday. Because the Sudas Choy le'atzricha rachmona zimum nivayid yom. For a weekday meal, the Torah did not require preparation from the daytime. So then, ve'osru beitza shenildo b'chol yontav. Then the Chachamim went and prohibited the egg that was born, was laid every yontif. V'afal pi she'ein yachar Shabbos, even if it's a yontif that doesn't follow Shabbos. Gezeda, because we worry, there's a decree mishum yontif she'achar Shabbos. Because yontif that follows Shabbos when you're not allowed to eat the egg, so that we're afraid that you might do that if we're going to lie to you in a regular yontif. Likewise, they prohibited the action el Shabbos that was born on every Shabbos. Now, you can't cook it on Shabbos, but they also did legomo chaya, even to drink it up while it's raw. Gezeda as a decree mishum Shabbos shachar yontev, because if he's going to eat eggs on Shabbos that were laid on Shabbos, he might come to eat it also that it follows yontev. So b'Shabbos v'yomtev asmuchim zalazeh. So, Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are next to each other, Beitzah Shneil Dabazeh, Asur Dabazeh. So the one, the egg that was laid in one is from the other one. So that's why they also asked, because of that, even when the Shabbos doesn't follow the Yom Tov, as they did, that they asked the Yom Tov, even when it doesn't follow the Shabbos. V'chein Beit Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, same thing is with the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that the egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is prohibited on the first day, like every other yontif, but also on the second day it is prohibited. Aval, also on the second day, it doesn't give you the reason right now, but also on the second day, we'll see in a minute. Aval shnei yomim tovim shel golius, but the 2 yomim tovim that are celebrated in the exiles, which means that we have 2 days yontiv in the exiles, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where they only have 1 day golus. Dimimonav shech echad mehen choil, that in any event, one of the 2 days of yontiv is a weekday. Because the only reason they're making a second day yontev is because they're not sure which one is the real day yontev. So since one of them is monashachol beitz hashenil de bezeh mutaris bezeh. So if it was born, if it was laid on 1 day yontev, it's permissible on the second day yontev. On the first day yontev is not allowed, but on the second day you're allowed to, because either it was laid on the weekday, if the second day is yontev, so the weekday is allowed to prepare for yontev. And if the first day is Yontev, then Yontev can prepare for a weekday also, as we said, because a weekday doesn't need zimun, don't have to prepare, just like any Sunday after Shabbos, one is permitted to eat an egg that was laid then. As opposed to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, over there it's Yom Arichta, it's considered like one day, who has its own reason, and then Beya that was nailed to Bezu is Asur Bezu, because it's not really 2 days, it's not a Svek of the Yoma, it's not because of a doubt, and we can't say this Mimonosha. Then the Mishnah says that the Seir, the Vishamai say that Seir is Bikizais, is with the size of an olive, and the Chametz is the size of a Kisevet, size of a date. Says the Baal Tanura, it says that the Seir is Bikizais, Le'inyan Achila Kula Alma Le'pligi. With regards to eating, there is no disagreement between Bishama and Basilel, the Zebizeb Kizais, that they're both prohibited, the Lysoichal, the we're not allowed to eat chametz, it's the size of Kizais. But the Pasach HaKosu Bisoir, Visiyam Bi Chametz, because the Pasach opened up the verse with Soir and finishes with chametz. It says, "Soir lo yimotze v'vateichem," should not have the sourdough in your homes. And then the pasuk goes, "Ki kol oichel machmetzes in this nishmois yud beis." So it starts with soir and ends with machmetz with chametz. Leimeloch. This is to tell you, zeu soir, zeu chametz, the same aloha with soir and same aloha with chametz. So kazeh kain zeh. So there, like this is this. So the soir is like the chametz like the soir. So keep pligi. When is this agreement lenient beer with regards to removing the chametz? B'shamay sovri, b'shamay hold. B'dekos rachmon l'tarvayu. Since the Torah writes both soir v'chametz, soir and chametz. V'lichtev chametz. The Torah could have just said chametz, which is regular sourdough, she'ein chimutz kosher, it's not very sour. But filochi chayv levayir, and still you have to remove it. The kalvachomer l'soir, this would be a kalvachomer, almost how much more so for soir chimutz kosher, which is a very sour. Elo, shmamino. So that tells us that shiure shelzeh, lo shiure kishure shelzeh. That the shear of Seir with regards to possessing it is not like the same as the shear of chametz. V'loy yalfinon biur me'achila, and we don't learn removal of the chametz from the eating of the chametz. Although by the eating of the chametz, it's a kesevis. Although by the eating of the chametz, a kesayis, but still the removal of the chametz is by a kesevis. That's Bishamah hold. Bishilo Savri and Bishilo hold know that Zeb is Zeb Kizais, that they both are Kizais. The Alfinon, because we learn Biur Me'achila, because just like Balki Kol Oichel, we learn they have both the same din, that they both are by Kizais. We also say that the Biur is from Achila, Umshum Dahanech Klas Mili Mikule Bishamah Mechumri Bishilo. Because these three things, with regards to the Beit Sheshenel de Biyontov, with regards to the Seir and the following Mishnah, are from the things, the three cases that Bishamai are more lenient, Umechumre Bisila, and Bisila is more stringent. Gabi Yontov, with regards to Yontovs, Tonelu Hochi Gabi Hadodi. That's why he teaches them all together over here. Because we see that Bishamai allows a Beit Sheshenel de Biyontov, and Bisilo doesn't. We see that Beit Shammai gives lenient, he says you're only over with the Kesevis, and Bisilo says only with Kesayis. As well as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, Hasheichet Chayve Biyontov, one who slaughters an animal or a bird on Yontov, and he comes to ask, what should he do? What is the halacha? So Beit Shammai, Emir Beit Shammai said, Yachper Bedeker V'Yichase. So if he placed an Erev Yontov, a spear or a shovel in the ground, so then he can shechten Yontov, the chaya, that's the wild animal, or the which require kisu adam, require covering the blood. So the chaya, as opposed to behemoth, doesn't need kisu adam. So then the chaya or the bird, he can shech them by the spear or by the shovel. And then what he should do, he should pull out this spear or the shovel from the ground. So the ground will fall automatically on the blood and will cover it, and he will be mekayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam. But Basil said, lo yishchat, he's not allowed to shecht, al yimkin hoyof loyofer mucham b'yoyim. He cannot shecht unless he had prepared earth from before Shabbos to cover the blood. Umaydim, but Basil will admit and agree to Bishamash im shochat, if he shechted and he doesn't have prepared earth, and all what he has is the spear or the shovel that are sticking in the ground from the day before. So then, then he should pull out the spear or the shovel from the ground, and the earth will fall down on the blood and will do the covering. And the ash that lies before Yontov in the oven and in the chimney, you don't have to prepare an Erev Yontov to cover the blood. You don't have to make a special preparation to use it to cover the blood on Yontov. Even if it's not specifically prepared for this, you're allowed to take the ashes and cover the blood in Yontif. And the ash that was created, that came about on Yontif itself, so if it's hot, that's so hot that you can roast an egg on it, so then you're allowed to take it to cover the blood. However, if it's not so hot, then you're not allowed to take those ashes. Says the Bar Tanura, one who wants to go ahead and shecht and slaughter a chaya or an oiv or a bird, and which require covering the blood, and he's coming to consult Beis Din how we should do. So Beis Shammai say that Beis Din Moirin Loi, that the Beis Din instructs him, Sheyishchot Lechatchila, he should go ahead and shecht, that he is allowed to go to begin with, he can go out and shecht. V'yachper B'deker notes, and he should dig and pull out with the deker, the spear that has been stuck in, Shechinim Ebeid Yoim, that he is prepared from the daytime. Kolema, what it means is, not that he should go dig, make a yachper go dig, but Kolema, what he's saying is, he should pull it out from the place where he stuck it in, v'yala offer, and that will bring up some offer, v'yichas, and it will cover. Umayri, and it's talking about, k'shu knows that it's stuck in, v'offer tituach, in earth that has been a loose earth, horoy likisi, that is fit to cover the blood, it's not missing, grinding up or breaking up. So as he pulls it out, it covers the blood. That's okay. The deker, what is a deker? He should dig with the deker. He says deker is a yosi. That's a spear or a peg. Shenoytzim ba'aretz, that you stick into the ground. Loshen vayitkeresh name. He poked them both, or he put the spear and he was deker them. He stabbed them or punctured them or them both. In the Midbar Chof Ches, where he took the Midyon is the Midyon and Elakubov Elakubosa. The pasuk talks about it. She'efer kira muchenhu. Later, the Mishnah says that that the ashes that is in the kira muchanhu. So, what does that mean? So, the Mishnah, the way it's written, the Mishnah, it talks about whether he's allowed to shecht the chayev aif, on Yontev. L'chatchil b'shamayis, no, Beisilah says you shouldn't shecht, even if it has the spear stuck in there. But if he did shecht already, it's okay. But then it says she'evi kira mochanhu, that because the ashes of the kira is mochan is prepared, but it doesn't say what this is applying to. It says the Bartanura, lava milsayu de b'shamayis b'shilah koi. This doesn't apply to the case of b'shamayis b'shilah. This is a separate case, a separate halacha. This is what he's saying. The efer kira muchan hu, that the ashes that are in the kira are prepared. The einay tzorich hazmona, it does not require preparation, specifically that he's going to use it. The daiti alayu, because his mind is upon it. But this isn't true. Elosh husik mer yontem, only that it was. The fire was from before Yontif, and these ashes are from before Yontif. Aval husik be Yontif, but if it was heated up on Yontif, also, then you can't use those ashes. The lekha lemeimer daite luyim etmel, because here you can't say he had it in mind yesterday, because it wasn't there yesterday. However, vimroi litzleis boi beitza, if it is hot enough that it is fit to roast an egg on it, shadayin hu remetz cham, because it's still hot coals, like afal pish husik be Yontif, even if the fire was put on Yontav, mutar lachasis bay, it's permitted to cover, use it for kisu hadam, to cover the blood. The aide de chazi la puchi bay, since you're allowed to turn it around, litzlis bay beitza, so that if he wanted, he can use it. Because he wants to go roast the egg, shakilin nami, he can also take it to machasis bay and cover with it. Mishnah Gimel. Beishamai emrim, beishamai say, ein melichin es asulam mishevech l'shevech. That you're not allowed to move a ladder on Yontif from one nest to the other nest. Aval matei mechalal chalim, but he is permitted to bend the ladder from one window to another window in the same nest. From one opening to another opening. Ubesilal matirin. And Besilal said that it is permissible to move the ladder from one shevich to the other one, from one nest to the other one. But you can only do this in the courtyard where nobody sees, but not in the street. And Beis Hillel are only permitting this, that if he needs the doves, the birds, to shecht them on Yontif. B'shamay say that the first young doves, if he wants to shecht them on Yontif, lo yitel. So he's not allowed to take them to shecht on Yontif. El imke nana mi bedyoim. Only if he held in the hand erev Yontif and he prepared them to shecht them. And Beis Hillel say that he does not have to hold them in hand before Yontif, but Oimid, he stands. Va'imer, he stands next to them and he says, "Zevazani neikl, this and this birds or doves I will take to shecht in Yontif." Says the Bartanura, "Eimer lichin es asulam meshevich l'shevich." We don't take the ladder from one nest to the other nest. Besulam shel aliyah. If we're talking about a ladder of an attic, kulam ali pligi de asur. There is no disagreement that will be prohibited. And ubesulam shel shevach, and if it's a ladder that belongs, that is made for the bird nests, namik shemalicha b'rishus rabim, also if you are leading it in the rishus rabim, moide b'silel de osur, that b'silel says that is prohibited. Because one sees pulling a ladder in the rishus rabim, l'sakin gaga yomalicha, that he's leading this ladder because he wants to fix his roof. And you suspect that he's doing a job, work on Yontif. Kipligi, when is the disagreement between Bisham and Silel? Simelicha b'rishus yochid. He's leading it in the private place. People don't see him. Bisham is sovri, Bisham hold a melichin. That you're not allowed to take the ladder from one to the other. She called over Shosh Rechachamim, Mipnimaris Ayin. Any item that the Chacham prohibited because of the looks, Afil Bechad Rechadorim Osim. So Beis Shammai hold that something which is prohibited, the Chachamim, the Chachamim prohibited because of Maris Ayin, because it looks to the eye and that's why you can't do it. Afilu b'chadre chadorim also, you're not permitted to do it, even while you're in hidden in rooms, within rooms, that nobody can see you, it's still asur. Ubesilu matirin, besilu permitted, afal gav. So the Baal Medina Hacha, so even though usually the halacha is so, that you should not be permitted even b'chadre chadorim, but Hacha Shari, here they permit Mishum Simchas Yontav, because it is the Simchas Yontav. So they do permit it in the Rishus HaYochid to move the ladder from Shevech L'Shevech, from one nest to the other nest. But even Basila, they say that Mateu Mechalin Lechalin, that you're from one window to the other, you could. So Mechalin Lechalin, from one window to the other, Be'oise Shevech, in the same nest, Atzmei, Shekein Derech Shevech, this is the way that the Shevech works, the nest word, leaves by Mechitzes Arba, that there are many compartments, many partitions. Kan Lechol Zug V'Zug, there is a separate nest for each pier. And there is a window for each cane v'cane. So that is permissible. So then the Mishnah brings down a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that he shouldn't take the birds unless he's in Kenena b'Beid Yoim, and Beis Hillel says that he stands next to it and says Zevizani Noitel. The Batnura explains Zevizani Noitel Pluktayu de Bishamay Beis Hillel. The disagreement of Bishamay Beis Hillel is Dafke Bibricha Rishoina. It is specifically by the first Bricha, the first set, the babies. Shederech Megadli Yevonim Yoinim, the way of those who raise pigeons. Tommy, there's always Laniach Bricha Rishoina. They always leave the first Bricha, that's the first set, the group. The Ainu, that is, Shnei Goizolis Rishoinis. Those are the two original, the first two small babies, the small Goizolis, the small Yonim. Shahimois Mishtashis Bahem, that the mothers play with them, Velo Yivrechu, and they won't run away, so that the Yonim won't run away because they're playing with their children. B'Shamay Savri, so B'Shamay hold the B'dibur Ba'alma Leisagi, that just to say that they're going to use them is not sufficient. Dilma Kishokiluhu L'machar, because perhaps when he's going to take them on the next day, Osi Amluchi is going to come and change his mind, V'chayis Alayhu, and he's going to feel bad about them, because he's going to want them to stay there so that the mothers don't run away, and he's going to be moving them not for the needs, and therefore just saying that is not enough. But if he already moved them and he touched them, he felt them before Yontev, so l'shchita, and he didn't care about them, in other words, not to use them up. So then we don't worry anymore that he's going to feel that he's not going to want to do it anymore, and therefore that's the way to allow to eat the brecha reshoina, to eat those small gezolos, if you prepare them. We don't worry that he might feel bad and not want to use them, and it will be a tozul tzerach. But feel the brecha reshoina, even the brecha reshoina, which was the mother's play. So even those gezolos, those birds, those little birds, if he just says that he's gonna use them, that's sufficient, and he's not using yontif. Mishnah Dalet Zimen Shchoidim. If in the one nest there was black doves, so he prepared to shech them on yontif, and then when it came yontif to the nest, he saw that there's no black doves, but umotzalavenim. He found there were white doves, and the next to the nest,
they were the black doves were originally. There was also a nest that had white doves. Levonim. But same thing is the other way around, that he prepared to shecht the white doves for Yontev. When he came Yontev to the nest, there was no white doves, but Umasushkarim, he found the black doves. So we don't say that the doves have changed, that they switched places, that the black went in the place where the white one was, and the white ones went to the place the black ones was. But we say that the black and the white ones that he prepared ran away somewhere, and there is just other doves that came just from, you know, just from the world. They just, you know, came to this nest. Same thing. What happens if Shnayim? If he prepared two doves and for Yontev, and there was no other nest over there, Umotu Shloisha, and Yontev he finds three in the nest. So he doesn't know which one is the added one, which one is the new one. Asurim. Then they're all three prohibited to slaughter them on Yontev. What happens if in the beginning there were three? So he prepared all three of them, but it came on Yontev Umotu Shnayim. So on Yontev he only found two of them, two doves, Mutarim. Then you're permitted to shecht them, because we say that one of them flew away and these two are left. B'seich HaKein, if he prepared the Nerev Yontev, the doves that were in the nest, U'motzah Lifnei HaKein. But on Yontev he found that the doves, they're not in their nest, but he found them on the board that is in front of the nest, that there are doves over there, Asurim. So he's not allowed to shecht them, he's not allowed to slaughter them for Yontev, because perhaps the doves that were in the nest flew away, and these doves that are standing on the board in front of the nest are others. But if by the doves there is no other doves, only these doves alone, until the distance of 50 amas, or there is another nest which is not 50 amas, but it stands on a side, then harayilu mutarim. Then these doves that are standing on the board in front of the nest of the doves are permitted in Yontev. Because we're really talking about here about young doves that cannot really fly, but they can only jump. And more than 50 amas, they do not jump. And when they go back and they don't see their nest, so they also don't, they still don't go any further. So therefore we say that definitely these are the same doves from this nest that he prepared for before Yontif. Says the Bar Tanura that the first case of the Mishnah, when it says that he prepared black and he finds white, or white and he prepared white and he found black, or he prepared two and he found three, they'll be prohibited. So the Bar Tanura, Zimen Shchayrim Umotzu Levenim, if he prepared black and he found white, Ha Milsa Dipshitahu, this is obvious, V'lo Yisrich L'misnayu, he doesn't have to teach us this halacha, that it's not the same, and he hasn't prepared them, and he can't use them in Yontif. Halachik Omer, but this is what he's saying, Zimen Shchayrim Ulevenim, he prepared both. If he prepared black and white, umatzah shchayrim, and then he finds the black b'mekayim levenim in the place of the white, levenim b'mekayim shchayrim, and then he finds the white in the place of the black. V'achi perusha the masnis. This is the way our mission is to be interpreted. Zim and shchayrim bekanze. If he prepared in this nest, he prepared the black ones. Umatzah by levenim, and then he found in this nest the white ones. But he prepared both. But in this nest he prepared the black ones, and in this nest you find the white ones. Or zimen b'sheini levenim, and he prepared in the second nest black ones, white ones. Umatzu b'shchayrim, and he finds the black ones. then you might have thought that hani inhu ninhu, that these are the same. And they just switched places so that the Shcherim went to the Levanim, the Levanim went to the Shcherim. But these are all, but he prepared both of them, the Shcherim and the Levanim, so maybe we should be allowed to eat them because they're prepared. Kamash Malon, so the Mishnah comes to teach us that those are not really prepared. And the fact that the Levanim are in this place, we're afraid that the black ones flew away and the white ones flew away, and these are just other ones that came from outside. What happens if Shnayim, if he he prepared for two, then he finds a third one? What's the gimel? So, if he knows the third one, if he can tell, then he can eat the other two. But Ve'ene Makir, says the Bartanura, he doesn't recognize Hamuchonim. He can't recognize those that were prepared, the two that were prepared. Then we say that Kulan Asurin, all of them will be prohibited. What happens if Shloisha Umotza Shnayim Mutorim? If there were three and then he finds only two, so it's those two are permitted that are left over. Because we say, Ha'echad Holach, one of them went, Bashnaim Nisharu, and the two were left over. So what's the Chiddush? I mean, what's so, of course, but what are we trying to teach us here? V'lo Yamarin, and we don't say, Kishem Sha'echad Holach, just like one of them left. Kenochu Kulam, they all must have left. V'hanyachrininu, these are others. We don't say that. We say, though, that the first two are the original, from the original three, and just one of them left. What happens if Zimen Betech HaKan, if he prepared inside the nest, Umotzu Lifnei HaKan, and he finds in front of the nest, Ubesech HaKan LeMotzu Klum, and inside the nest itself, he doesn't find any birds there, then Asurim. These are still Asur. These birds are still awesome, because we say that the ones may flown away, the other ones, and these ones are new ones. But if in that whole shevach nest, which has all these different windows from the different piers of Canaan, the different, the shevach has many Canaan there, but if in that shevach there are no other pigeons, Elohain, only these, Harel Motor, they are permissible. Because then there is no other birds. So these are the birds that came from the inside and went there. And they didn't come from the other kenim, the other compartments in the shevach. Ba'afal pi sheyesh shevach achar koruv loy b'soy chamishim ama. Even though there may be another shevach within 50 ama. Im ein oisei shevach b'shudo shel shevach zeh b'shaveh. If the other shevach is not in the same line with this shevach, ela bekeres zovis, but it's in a corner, lo yamrinu mahu shevach akorev osu. We don't say that they came from that shevach that is close, that is within 50 amas that they came. We don't say shagozolus for the small birds called manshein and parchim, as long as they don't fly before they begin to fly. Elo medadim biragleim, but rather they jump with their feet. Eino medadim, they don't jump. Elo keneged akan shelahem b'shava, only opposite their nest equal. Sheim roim kaneim k'shehivchim lachareim. If they see their nests and when they turn their heads, then medadim, then they jump. Vim lav, and if not, eino medadim, they don't jump. So even if that shevach is within 50 amas, but since it's not in the same line, they can't see it when they turn around, so they wouldn't be jumping over there. But if it is in the same line, then the shear is 50 amas, because up to 50 amas it could be from the next shevach, so that's why you would not be permitted to use that if it's within 50 amas. But if it's not within 50 amas, or even if it's in 50 amas, but it's not on the same line, then you can use it, because these are, they must be the ones that were inside the shevach that are now on the Fnei HaKan, before the shevach, on the board in front of the shevach. Mishnah Hei. B'shamay Emri, B'shamay say, in the Salkinus Atrisim B'yontev, that on Yontev, you're not allowed to take off the cover of the box, in which inside the box there is like spices to sell. So on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to remove it, the cover. Ubeisilel and Beisilel Matir Navla Hachzir, they permit not only to remove it, but even to put it back after after you finish after the sale. B'shamay Yemri, B'shamay say, Einotlim Esa'oli Lekatzav Olof Basar. That you're not allowed to take on Yontif the, that's the, called the Eli, that's the, it's a handle of a large piece of wood, with which you would grind this, the stuff, that, because it's very heavy, it's not considered a Keli. So he says you're not allowed to take it on Yontif. That thing, you know, that you want to use it to bang meat on it. It's like a big wooden piece. Ubisil Matir, Ubisil says you're allowed to. B'shamayim, B'shamayim says, a nation may say, lifnei hadirshun. But you're not allowed to put on Yontif the skin, the leather, that people, in a place where people walk, so that people should step all over it. B'layag behano, and you're not allowed to raise, pick up the leather after it was stretched, to put it in another place. Unless on the skin, on the leather, there's a size of an olive of meat left over on it. We still permit. That you're not allowed to take out from the house in the street, not a child, and not a lulav, and not a sefer teilum. And we still say that it is permissible to take him out, to carry him out. Says the Bar Tanura, it says that the you're not allowed to take the Eli to chop up meat on it. What is this Eli? Says the Bar Tanura, Yad shel eitz godel harbe. That's a handle of a large piece of wood, v'ogel, and that's round. Shekoitshin boy sarifus v'demein. Koitshin, you would grind down. You use it to bang down. I guess the weight of that things bangs down the rifus and similar things that you need to crush. So this is a wood, the big wood that does the crushing. Umipnei koyvde v'goydloy, and because of its weight, it's heavy and its size, and it's great. Ain't that is clear love? So it's not considered a keli. So therefore, B'shamay say that you're not allowed to use this lekatziv to go ahead lachtoich, to cut on it, to use it as a cutting board, to cut on it the meat, because it's not a keli. U'besilel matirin, besilel permit to move that keli. Mishum simchas yomtev, because of rejoicing of yomtev, they allowed v'afapishinol of teres kli, even though it does not have the definition, the Torah of a kli, it's not called a ksirda vessel. B'shamay said also that you can't put the leather in front so people to step on it on yontov. L'fi nei b'nei sadrisa. What is b'nei sadrisa? She yidrusu olo b'nei odom. He wants that people should step on it. K'dei shelo yafsid, so that it doesn't get lost, because you have to step it in order it doesn't shrink in, so the people step it out. And also v'lo yag biheno, and also not to raise it l'taltaloi, to move it l'acharav ha'shotosei, after it was stretched out you shouldn't pick it up to move it. U'besilel matirin, besilel say that it's permissible di lo yisharis lei, for if you're not going to permit him to do that, leshachit, he's not going to want to shecht to eat for yontif, because if you're not going to let him do something for the with the skin, he's not going to want to shecht it for yontif, because he's not going to want to lose the leather, the skin, because if you don't do something immediately to step on it and to stretch it, he's going to lose the skin, is going to get lost. So therefore, because he's going to not want to do it, he's going to prevent simchas yontif. So that's why B'shamay allow to place it in front of people that are going to step on it, and he also allows it to pick it up. Now, in the Bar Tanura, the first case of the Mishnah, he teaches now And I'm not sure, it looks like that the Beis, it looks like Matanuda had this first case that we just explained was with the situation whether you can move the a leaf to cut up the meat or you can put this leather. And then it goes back to what we had in the first case in our Mishnah, which Bishamai says that you cannot remove the trisin, the covers from the boxes in which they keep the besamim. They sell it over there in this cover, so you can't move it, remove it on Yontav, and we're still allowed to bring it back. So says the Batanura, Batanura explains it over here, that Tresin, what are the Tresin? Tresin, he says, is Mechere B'samim, those who sell incense, Yesh Lahem Chanuyis, they have their stores or their holders where they hold us, Suyis Kimin Tevis. They're made like a box, and they stand in the marketplace. And they're not connected to the ground. Utrisin, what is the trisin for them? Hain losis, those are the doors. Shesegrim, those are the doors with which you close. Pischei oisun tevis, the opening of those boxes. Shemisalkin oisun trisin mipesach hateva. Sometimes they remove those doors from the opening of the box, and you spread out the spices on them. So they say you can't remove those doors, and Basila permit matin avla hachzir. You're even allowed to bring it back. It says about Tanura betreisin. If it's talking about such doors, ain lem tzir kval, that have no hinge at all. There is no disagreement that is permissible. Afilu linol behem pesach bayis shebetoy chotzer, even to lock and use them to close up a opening in the house, which is in a courtyard, to use that as a door to close up, is allowed. Ubitzrisin sheyesh lam tzir min hatzad, and those type of doors that have a hinge on the side. There is no disagreement. The asur linel bahem, that you're not allowed to close up with them. Afilu pischei chanuyes, even the openings of these chanuyes, of these boxes called chanuyes, you cannot use them for that. The damel lebinyan, because that is similar to a building. Ki pligi, when is the disagreement between Bishamai and Bishilel? Is betresin sheyesh lam tzir beemtza. It's by those doors that have this hinge in the middle, kein blita, like a protrusion. You stick it in into a hole, which is in the middle of the wall in which the chanus's door is opening it. That we worry about the hinge that's in the middle of the tzir min hatzad because of the tzir min hatzad, which is osur, so we're not allowed to even do, even if the hinge is in the middle. We don't decree by these doors of these chanuyes, of these boxes. And it's permissible to put back. Because we need to take out these spices. If you're not going to permit him to bring it back, he's not going to open up. And you're going to come to prevent from Simchas Yontov. So therefore, they're not geyser, since there is no issur in the tzir that is be'emtzab or to tzir min atzar because of Yontov, because of not to prevent from Simchas Yontov, and that's why you can put it back. So they're allowed not only to take it out, but put it back. And Beis Shammai apparently doesn't allow you to even take it out because he's afraid that you might want to put it back and you can't put it back. Then we have the next machlokes in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to take out a cotton, a lulav, and a sefer tehillim shusharav. Says the Matanura, the examples meaning the cotton minor means lav kol midid lav tzerech achila, meaning nothing which is not for the need of food. In other words, you can't carry something which is not food. But Beis Hillel said it's permissible. Since the Torah permitted to carry something out for the purpose of eating, it's also permissible if it's not for the purpose of eating. But the conditional, there needs to be some sort of a need of a mitzvah, like he's saying in the Mishnah, like the cotton and the lulav of the Sefer Torah, those are mitzvahs. What is the cotton mitzvah? Or it's a need which is a enjoyment, the key to his house, kiyetzman, and similar lafuki. This excludes a choice of anyone kiyetzman to carry out stones or similar. The Bahamid the Bisul or the Bisul will agree that it is prohibited. Mishnevav, b'shama yemrin, b'shama say a melichin chalu matanas l'koyin b'yontov, that you're not allowed to bring to the koyin and yontov the chala that you took from the dough or from what you baked, and also not to give him the cheek and the front legs and the stomach. These are all the matonis for the kuhuna that you have to give from every animal for the kohen. So you don't bring it on yontov. Whether they were already from erev yontov, they were separated, or they were separated today. So still, you're not allowed to carry to the kohen on yontov. Basil Matir, Basil will say that you are permitted to give the challah and the gifts that belong to the kohen on yontov. Amru lahem b'shamay, so b'shamay said to Basil, Gzeira Shove, you can learn out from Gzeira Shove that you're not allowed to give to the kohen on yontov not challah, not matonis. Challah or matonis, matonis l'kohen. That a challah and the gifts are gifts for the kohen, or truma to the kohen, and truma is also a gift to the kohen. Kishem sheim olichas truma, just like we're not allowed to give the truma to the kohen on yontov, kachem olichas matonis. Likewise, you're not allowed to give the challah and the gifts to the kohen on yontov. Amru lahem b'silo, so b'silo said to them, loy. No, it's not equal one to another. If you say so by truma, that you're not allowed to give to the kohen on yontov, because you're not allowed to separate truma on yontov, so you want to say with regards to the gifts, because you are permitted to separate on yontov, and so therefore you're allowed to give them to the kohen on yontov. Let's see what the Batanur, how the Batanur explains this. Matanura, a melichin chalo. B'shamay say that you don't take the chalo and the matonis. You don't take the chalo and the matonis on yontov. On yontov, says the Matanura. Afal pi shemuter b'afreshosom. Even though it is permitted to separate the chalo and the matonis that they give to the koyin, the lechayayim and the chazon, the sheik. And the part for the koyin, but nevertheless, leshoru leibah lechosim, they did not permit it to bring it to him. Ella tikun isasi hitiru loy v'lo yoser. All what they permitted him is to fix his dough. That means that he should be able to eat the rest of it. So he's allowed to give challah, separate the challah, but not to go ahead and deliver it to the koyin. What is the matonis? Matonis is that goes to the kohen. That's hazroya. The zroya. That's the leg, and alchayayim, the cheeks, vakev, and the intestine, the stomach. So they Beshamai argued that there's a gzeirah shavah. So gzeirah shavah would normally mean that we have to psuke, because the batanur lav davke. This is not necessarily a Gzeira Shove. That's not what Beishamai mean, that there's actually two psukim. The Kula Medrabonon Gozru. This is all a decree, it's all Medrabonon, it's not Menatoyer Bechlau. It's only from the Rabonon. Mishum Gzeira, because of the Gzeira, then Magbi in Trumais, or Maaser is Biyontov. Because of a gezeira that we do not raise, we do not separate Truma, Maaser, and Yontov. That's why, because of that gezeira, that's why they say that you're not allowed to even do the challah and the and bring it to the challah and the and the mataras. Elo dumya de gzera shove, but he means it's similar to gzera shove. He calls it gzera shove, but it's like a gzera shove. And what is the argument of Beis Shammai? So Beis Shammai said, just like challah matanas or what are matana l'koyin, they're a gift to the koyin. They are mechav dalad matnas kuna. They're one of the 24 gifts that the koyin gets of the kuna. And also truma is also one of the 24 matanas l'koyin. So they argue Beis Shammai kishem shem elichim asat truma. Just like you don't carry the truma, likewise you shouldn't be allowed to carry the matanas. Says the Bar Tanura, hach masnisin. This mishnah adchilo b'gemara. The gemara pushed it off. The loy nechleku b'shamay u'b'silel. There is no disagreement from b'shamay silel shemelichin chalo matanas that you could carry the chalo matanas. Now Mishnah says that Bishama says you shouldn't carry it. Lo nechleku, the whole machlokes is elo b'lochas truma, whether you can bring the truma. So Bishama emrim ein melichin. Bishama says you can't bring the truma. Ubisilil emrim melichin, and Bishilil said that you could bring the truma. Amru lahem Bishilil Bishama. So Bishilil said Bishama. Chalis umatona is matona l'koyin. That chalis matona is a gift for the koyin. Utruma matona l'koyin. Utruma is also a gift for the koyin. Kishem shemelichin. As a matona is just like you can carry the matonis, and everybody agrees because Bishama also holds that the chalis matona you bring. So the same thing. Basil arguing to Bishamai, kach melichas atruma. That we carry the truma. So this is Beis Hillel arguing, just the opposite from we now Gemara, where it was Beis Shammai arguing to them. Beis Hillel is arguing to them that just like you agree that we can carry the challah matonis to the koyin, so definitely you should agree that you should also agree that we should carry the truma to the koyin. Amar Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said, "Lo im amartem b'challah matonis." No, it's not. If you say b'challah matonis, that he can carry to the Koyin Shazakai Bara Mosim, because he has the right to raise them and separate Shnoschachom Koyachut Shuz Bafroshosu. The Chachomim given the power and permission to separate them. Lifi Shachiv Shalahem Babi Yantim. Because when did the obligation of the Chala and the Matonas come? It came on Yantim. Why? The Lashin Vishaychatim Biyantim. Because you can knead the dough and you can shecht on Yantim. That's when the chiyuv of the dough begins. The kivon. So that's why you can go ahead and also bring it to the koyin. The kivon shehu tru oison shel Yantiv, and since they were permitted on Yantiv, so those that are done on Yantiv sharin luhu we allow loylich oison. So even if it happens that he has a dough and challah, or he has the matnas, the lechayim and the Israel lechem and the keva from before yomtiv, still they allowed it also to take those from erev yomtiv and to bring it to the koyin. That's what Beis Shammai is arguing. Taimru, will you say betruma? Betruma shein ezakoy baramosim. He's not permitted to raise and separate it on Yontif. It's impossible that there should become an obligation of Truma and Yontif. Unlike over there, the obligation comes when you need it and when you shecht it. But over here, the grain separating the Truma, that doesn't happen on Yontif. Because the Chiv Truma does not apply only at the time that you you get it ready over there in the heap when you do the mericha, but you cannot do the mericha and yontif. So therefore, it's not going to become chayiv. So if a person, let's say,
wants to eat the grain, but still he cannot be mamarech b'yontif, so he's not going to be chayv hilchach ein melichin truma b'yontif. So since you cannot create the chiyuv of truma on yontif, so therefore Beis Shammai argue you cannot also lead it on yontif. Mishnah Zayin. B'Shammai Yemri B'Shammai say tavli nidoichin b'modach shaleitz. That spices you can grind in Yontov in a wooden grinder. Vamelech and salt you can grind bepach with a jug, a metal jug, eitz haporer, or with a wooden cooking spoon. That the spices you can grind up with the usual way to bang it up and grind it up in a stone grinder. And the salt you grind up in a wooden grinder. Says the Bartanura that b'modach shel eitz, that the spices you grind up, you bang up in a wooden grinder. So the matanur, b'modach shel eitz, according to Beis Shammai, is only eitz avaloi shel evan, but not on a stone one. Umihu, nevertheless, b'modach shel eitz niduchim kidarkom. But if you use the wooden one, then you could bang them up in the usual way. Ve'in tzorich shino, you don't know you can change. Mipnei sheheim mefigim taimon. Because they lose the taste, it goes out of taste if they were grinded from the day before. So therefore, you basically don't have a choice but to grind them if you want the full tavlin, if you want the full spices. So you have to grind them today, and that's why you are permitted to do so in the derech, because you didn't need to do it yesterday, because this is for the oichel, for the tzorich hachomer. So they're allowed to do it in the modach shel eitz. Vehamelech, but the salt, the pach, that is done with a pach. That's the pach shel cheres yiduchenu. You should bang it either in a clay pach, a can made out of clay. Should use an eitz parur. That's who hakaf, says the batanura, that is the spoon shemagisim by akdeira, that you mix the paklet. And the reason is the belach by yishinui, because the salt requires a change. Because that he should have broken up and grinded up from the day before yontif. Mafik taime, because it doesn't lose. It doesn't evaporate, the taste doesn't leave it, so he could have done it from the day before. That's why he has to do it in a change. Opinion of Bishama. That one who comes to grind salt and bang up the salt on Yontif, Mata Hamaducha al Tzida, he places the grinder on its side. And he grinds it by through a wave of change. And the tavlin are done in their usual wave, and they don't require a shinui. So with regards to the tavlin, we do like Bisilo, tavlin duchim kidarkom, b'maduch shel evan, and the salt. Not just the Madoch Shel Eitz, as Bishilo said, but that we use, like Beis Shammai says, we use it through a shinui. Mishnah Ches, Haboyer Kitnis B'Yontov, one who picks out the beans on Yontov, Beis Shammai Emrim, Beis Shammai say, Boyer Oichel V'Oichel, that he picks the food from the psoilos, from the leftovers, and he eats it immediately. That he can pick out in the usual way if he wants to choose
remove the psoilus, the no good part, and if that's not more difficult than taking out the good from the bad, or taking the food out of the bad, so then he can remove, he can pick out the garbage and remove that. But you do it b'cheik, in his lap, b'konin, in a pipe, u'betamchui, and in a bucket, avalei b'tablo, but not on a board, v'lei b'nofo, and not in a sieve. This is a thin sift, and not in a thick sift. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Af madiach v'sheila." He is permitted to pour in the beans in a keli, in a vessel, and to pour water on it. So then the psoilus, the leftovers, the not good parts, they swim to the top, and then you remove them, and then you have the beans are clean. Dr. Bartanura says that if you're picking and you're cleaning out these beans on Yom Tov, so Beis Shammai says that Beirer Eichel Veichel. Beirer Eichel means, says the Bartanura, Malakit Eichel Echad Echad. You pick out the food one by one, Min Hapsoilos from the bad, so you eat the good from the bad. But Basilil says no, that Beirer Kidarkoi Bechekoi, that you can pick the usual way, but Bechekoi in his lap. But conditional, says the Bartanura, Bilvad, and condition, Shelo Yehei Teirach Bereiris HaPsoilus Meruba, that the trouble to pick out the Psoilus should not be more than picking out the Oichel. Avol Im Teirach Bereiris HaPsoilus, but if the trouble to pick out the Pesoilus, the non-good, is meruba, is more al teirach than the trouble bereiris ha'ichel, than the trouble of picking out the good, the food. Kigoyim, for example, shapsoilus dak, that the psoilus is very dak b'yosef, very thin. Afal pi sha'ichel meruba, even though there is a lot of food b'shiurei. So there is a lot more food than there is psoilus, but since it's easier to do the eichel from the psoilus, made in Basilo, so Basilo agrees she bitter as eichel, that he should pick out the food umaniach as psoilus, and he should leave the leftovers, the bad, inside the limut betircha adif, because to diminish the trouble, the difficulty in picking out, that takes precedent, and that's what the person should do first. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Af madiach v'sheilu," that he can also rinse and then he can scoop up the psoilus, the leftover. Shemevi keli moli kidneys. He brings a bucket of full of beans, benoisin all of mayim, and he puts water on it. Vapsoilus tov up neamayim, and then the psoilus, the bad, that floats on top of the water. Umaisir oisir biyode, he removes it with his hand. Shoyla, he said, the word shoyla is kimoy shal nalecha, remove your shoes in shmois gimel. Ein aloch kerev gamliel, aloch is not the rev gamliel, that you can't do that. Mishnah test. B'shamay say, and b'shalchim b'yontiv elamonis, that on yontiv you are not permitted to send a gift one another, but only monis, meaning prepared portions, pieces of meat or fish. B'shil emrim, and b'shil say, b'shalchim b'hema chayiv oif, ben chayim ben shchutim, that you're permitted to send as a gift for a whole animal tame animal or birds, whether they're alive or they are slaughtered. And the other guy will shechter himself. You can send wine, yenis, shmonim, that's oils, and slosis, that's flour, and kidneys, that's beans. But all it has to be carried by one person, one or two people, but not more. But grain, you're not allowed to send because you can't eat on Yom Tov, because you have to grind it. But Reb Shimon says you are permitted to send grain because you are permitted to grind it in a small grinder and cook it on Yom Tov. Says the Bar Tanura, in Mishalchim be Yom Tov, that we don't send on Yom Tov, that is a doiran, just a gift ish l'rei, a person to his friend, elamonis, only portions. Portions means davar muchen, that is a prepared item, sheina osui lanicha lemachar, which is not meant, it's not meant to be left over for the next day, kegoyin chatichas basar v'dogim, like pieces of meat and fish, he's going to consume it that day. But not to send him a gift for something he's going to use for the next day. U'besilil imrim, but besilil say, no, you could send even live or shechted animals. But Leshoru Beisilil says the Bar Tanura, but Beisilil did not permit Elo Leshloach al Odom Echad Eshnaim, only sending through one or two people. Avol Shloach Bnei Odom or Yesa, but three or more people, Noisei Mincha Osir, to carry a gift is prohibited. The Ufshe Milsa Tuva, because that has too much publicity. V'nidim Ki Melichin Imker B'Shuk, it appears as if they're going to sell it in the market. Then we have the, but still the Chachamim agree that you can't send avaloi tevua, but you can't send grain. Says the Bar Tanura, avaloi tevua, why not? She'in arui l'achila, because that's not fit for eating. Shari tzricha tchina, because it needs to grind. Ve'in toichanim b'yontav, and you don't grind on yontav. But Rav Shimon mati b'tevua. Rav Shimon does agree, does permit the grain. She'yochal l'katsha b'machteshes Katana, he is able to grind it in a small grinder. V'yivashlo ma'ase kedeira, and then he's going to cook it in like in the pot instead of kneading it in the flour. But bein aloch k'Reb Shimon, the aloch does not remain like Reb Shimon, and you cannot send tefuah grain on Yom Tov. Mishnah Yud. Mishalchim kelim, you can send vessels or garments, bein tefurim, bein sheinim tefurim, whether they are sewn up or they are not sewn up. V'af al pi sheyesh bem kilayim, even if there is kilayim in them, you can also send. V'hein l'tzorech hamoyed, only that he needs the garments, the clothing, he needs it for Yom Tov, you're allowed to send it. Avaloi sandal hamasumer, but a wooden shoe that has nails in it, you're not allowed to send, because you're not allowed to go with those on Yom Tov. Avaloi manal shene tofer, and not a leather shoe that hasn't been sewed, you're also not allowed to send. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Rav Yehuda says, avaloi manu loven, also a white shoe, you're also not allowed to send. Neshet tzorich umon, because it still needs a craftsman to make it black, and that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Zaklal, this is the rule. Koil shenayisin by any item that in the weekday you can go as is, and it doesn't require a craftsman to fix it, then even on Yom Tov you're allowed to. So even on Yom Tov that you don't use it on Yom Tov. Let's say you have ready-made film, but nevertheless, if it doesn't require b'malacha, Yom Tov Mishalchan Eisei, you are allowed to send this on Yom Tov. Says the Bar Tanura, Mishalchim Kelim, you can send garments, whether tefurim, whether they're sewn, the chozi l'malbush, that are fit for a garment. So the Bar Tanura explained that the sewn-up garments are fit for a garment to wear, but v'she'enim tefurim the chozi l'malbush, v'she'enim tefurim, but those who are not sewn chozi l'kasuy, they are fit to cover with them. But even if they have kilayim, it's still not a problem. What is he going to use it? Says the Bar Tanura, kishehen kashim. That's talking about when they are hard. So then she'en mechamimim, then they don't warm the person, and then mutar lishkav aleihem, you're allowed to lie on them. Sandal mesumar, a shoe which is a mesumar, that it's made out of shalaitz, it's made out of wood, mechupa masmedim, it is covered with nails. She goes with chacham malov. The chacham decreed shleil nali b'shabbos of yontif, not to use it as a shoe on shabbos yontif, mishu ma'isa shehoyu, because of a story that happened. She nergu harugi malchus ayodei, that the those who were killed by the government were killed through it. Kimavur b'sechtes shabbos perik ma'isha yotzei daf samach, as explained in the Gemara b'sechtes shabbos in the perik ma'isha yotzei daf samach. V'loy minal she'ene tofur, and not a shoe that's not sewn. Vafilu mechuber b'yiseidah shaleitz, even if it is connected with pegs of wood, the gates men. Afle minan loven, and also not, Rabbi Yehuda says, not even a white, also not a white shoe. Ba'asri, the Rabbi Yehuda, in the city of Rabbi Yehuda, lo'yhoi noyle minan loven, they would not put on a shoe of white until they would blacken it. So therefore, he wasn't permitting, he said you can't send that kind of a shoe because it's not a wearable garment. So the reason is that because that requires a craftsman to get that shoe black, is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. And what is the rule? So the Mishnah said the rule is kol shena eisim bay, hachikamar, kol shena eisim bay b'chol kameh shehu, anything that you can use as is in the weekday, then you don't need another work, another job. Even if you cannot use it on yontif, but it's a donkey going tefillin, like example, that in the weekday you can wear as is. So although b'yontif ain't levshin eisim, you don't wear them, but it doesn't require anything to finish. Mishalchin eisim b'yontif, you can send on yontif. This concludes the first parak of Maseches Beyah.